The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, according to John. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. So, did you all see Jacob looking confused when he didn't see any angels on this ladder? He was wondering, okay, where are the angels? And then in the gospel, Jesus told Nathanael he was going to see angels ascending and descending from heaven. Now, this ladder doesn't go quite as far as heaven, but the fact is, this is the tallest that would fit in my car. So we're going to imagine that it's much taller and much larger. When we can do that, because today we get to have the heart and imagination of children. And the thing is, kids, the reason that he was looking so confused, thank you, Eric, you were a great Jacob, was because the children are going to draw on the blank side of their picture, pictures of angels. And if all of you would like to do that too, you can at some point get up, go get a picture, a sheet with the pictures, and draw your picture, yourself a picture of an angel. And when you're finished with it, you will come up and use the scotch tape and put the angels and decorate all over this ladder. So that's a job for anybody who wants to do it. So today I have a book. I have a book that's called God Gave Us Angels. And we're going to use it to help you stay focused on the topic for the day. So, have you ever gone looking for angels?
No.
You haven't? Has anybody here ever gone looking for angels? I have a few hands up. That's a good thing. So, what is it that we know about angels? From listening both to the Word of God this morning, but also what we just know about angels. What do we know about angels? Anybody? Raise your hand and speak. What do you know about angels, Timothy? That's right. They have wings and they fly. That's absolutely true. Because you know why God gave them wings? Because they need to be really swift. God actually gives angels jobs to do. And so they have to be able to get to the place where they need to do that job. And so they need those wings, and they fly very fast. And it's the best way for them to get to the space and the place at just the right moment. Wings, yes, high five. What else do we know about angels? All right, Anna, we have our work cut out for us in this congregation. I guess we are going to have a topic. Somebody at the adult forum is going to talk about angels. Raise your hand. On one of our adult forums at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Is it next week? 2 weeks. Some of you probably ought to show up for that, unless you can help me out here What do we know about angels? That's right. It's absolutely. Angels bring us messages from God. And the angel Gabriel, remember in the Christmas pageant, somebody always gets to be the angel Gabriel, and they're the messenger. That angel was the messenger that told Mary she was going to have a child. What else do we know about angels? Right over here, Max. They never die. They're immortal. We just sang a song, immortal, invisible. Sometimes angels are invisible. Sometimes they actually kind of appear to people. Sometimes God puts them in a form that we actually know. He uses us sometimes to be the messengers. And that way we get to do God's will. I don't know that we always know that, but sometimes the words that come out of our mouths were God's words. So we can be those angels as well. All right, what else do we know about angels?
They surround us.
That's right. They're everywhere right now, here with us. Angels are here because this is the house of God. And angels, when they come down here, especially when they've done God's message serving and they have done the work that God gave them to do, they like to come to places like this and be with us. Does anybody see any angels in here right now? Some people do. And they help you. Not only do they help you when you're desperate, but they guard you, they protect you. And sometimes they whisper in your ear and give you that message that God wants you to hear, to do the next right thing. Okay? All right. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted you to send by God. The halos. You know what? Angels don't really have halos. Their whole being sort of shines brightly, and that's why we give them those halos. We did that to the angels. I'm not sure they really have halos, but they do shine brightly. So, and there was the angel Michael and Gabriel. There was an angel called Raphael and Uriel. Those are the only four angels that are named in the Bible. Today is the feast day of St. Michael and all the angels. And so, this story talks about the fact that this Papa Bear was helping his cub to understand. And he talked about the fact that sometimes they were invisible, just like I said. And he talked, the little boy wanted to know, have you ever seen one, little cub asked? I mean, for real? And you heard some people saying yes. I haven't, said his papa, but I agree with the bunnies, they're often with us. Are some here now? And what would we answer to that question? Yes, yes, they are, they're all here with us. Papa said, maybe. Angels serve God. So the little cub wanted to know, what do angels do all day, Papa? And Papa said, angels serve God. They do the things, anything that God wants them to do, they will do. Because they love God so much. So, no halos, we did that. And Papa also said that some of them are very strong and some of them even carry a glowing sword. And the little cub said, I want one of those. How many would want a glowing sword? Sort of like Harry Potter. Did he have? Yeah. So, but Papa says, nope, nobody gets them but the angels. These are very special swords. And then the little boy thinks, okay, if angels are the only ones that get them, can I become an angel? And Papa Bear says, no, the angels have been immortal. They can't die. They've been around forever. They've been around forever, and all the angels that are around us have been around forever, since before creation, before God created the world. Sometimes they can show up in the people that we love. So what I want to know is, who are the people in your life who you think have been angels in disguise? Who are the people that have protected you and guided you and done things for you that helps you to be a better person? Your moms and dads. If you're a mom and dad, raise your hand. If you're a grandparent, raise both hands. Yeah, sometimes God uses us that way because he imparts some kind of wisdom that our kids need to know, and they do need to be protected. So sometimes God uses us and we become angels in disguise. Now, how many of you kids have ever had somebody say, you are such an angel? Yeah, some of you have. And what does that mean? When somebody says that to you, what does it mean to you?
It means that they love you.
That they love you, that's right. And perhaps that you have been really good. You have been doing things that have been very helpful. And you have been listening to your parents' words and then doing those things that they ask you to do right away. And they go, you are such an angel. Right? Yeah. Sometimes, but you don't have to be angels all the time. Sometimes we all make mistakes. How many here have made a mistake and said something that they really wish they hadn't said? Look around. All kinds of grown-ups have said those. So even when that happens, we have angels that help us to get back to who we really are in the image of God. And we have Jesus that tells us that we have been forgiven, and also shows us how to say, I'm sorry, right? All right. So where are we in the book? Ah, this is a great picture. This shows some angels in disguise, I think. All right. So, have you ever heard about guardian angels? Guardian angels are the ones that protect us, that we call on when we're really scared or unsure. How many people have ever said, okay, guardian angels, come down around me? Yeah. So, tell me some of the times in your life when you call down your guardian angels. Parenting. When you're scared. I did it when I had my first, well, all my surgeries, but my first surgery, I did it so intentionally. I brought all the people and all the angels I could think of that ever protected me in my life, and I just put them all around me because I was so scared. Where else have you called down your guardian angels? That's it? Say it again. Okay. All right. And the little cub said, but Papa, I'm not always safe. I've gotten hurt why didn't God give me an angel those times? And Papa says, I'm not sure, little Gub, but no matter what happens, we can trust that our angel is near and watching, and that he loves us even more than that God will be near, and God loves us even more than the angels do. So even when things don't go exactly the way you wanted it and no angel showed up and your feelings are hurt or you even get physically hurt, God is near, and there should always be somebody else around you who you can lean on and open up about that hurt. Because the only way that a hurt can hurt you for a very long time is if you keep it all to yourself. But if you share it with somebody else, then the load gets lightened. Should we pray to angels? Who do we pray to? We pray to God. That's right. And God is the one that tells the angels when we need them. He's their boss. He's like the big parent to the angels. And we should pray only to God, because he's the one who tells them what to do. So, this is one of the last things I want to say about angels, and that is, the little cub says, the bunnies say the angels are always singing, but I can't hear them. That's because, Papa says, they're up in heaven. I bet they sing because their hearts are so full. Can you imagine being able to see God, touch him, know him, like we know each other? That would make us the happiest bears alive, and we'd be smiling and singing too. And that may be the way it is for bears, but we have a whole bunch of angels singing behind me every Sunday morning. Stand up, angels. We call them the choir. And you know what? There was an article yesterday about how important choirs are, how important singing is to our faith, and how it can strengthen us, because that group of people understands the word harmony. And harmony leads to peace and consolation. And that's what they do for us when they sing. Listen to them when they sing their offertory, and we join in. I think we're joining in. Anyway, listen to them. They're like listening to the angels sing. And you could be one of those singers too, because there are empty seats back there, aren't there? Yeah. Yes. All right, so just remember that. Thank you, singer angels. Yes.
We're about to have a children's choir.
A children's choir?
Yes.
How cool will that be? How many of you kids like to sing? How many think that you don't know how to sing? You know what? I was one of those people. I was told when I was 13 that I ought to go play basketball instead of sing when I tried to join the chorus. And I didn't sing until about 3 years before I went to seminary, because I knew they were going to make me sing. So I actually took voice lessons. And I was like in my 50s. And I learned to sing then. And the person that taught me to sing, my voice coach, told me that if this whole priest thing didn't work out, he could make me a mezzo soprano. But it only works when I sing from my heart. When I sing up here, I still have that message that says, Susan, you can't sing. But from here, I sing. And it's so great. So having a children's choir would be awesome. And you kids get to decide when you're going to be in the children's choir. Right? Matthew, do you like to sing?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I think we got a few takers. Karen. All right, so singing angels. Will we get to see the angels when we die? Says the cub. I love this cub. He asks so many great questions. Nope. Angels have lived with God for a very long time and always will. They were there when he created the earth. We will always be bears, and we'll see angels in heaven for sure. God really created angels to serve him more than us, little cub. They love him and would do anything for him. And little cub said very quietly, I love God too. I know, little cub, so do I. I hope to get to see an angel sometime, little cub said, you know, for real. Then I could tell those bunnies. And Papa smiled. When you do, you'll catch a glimpse of God's glory and what we'll see in heaven. But until then, I'm going to pray that God sends his angels to watch over all of you, every single one of you, whether you can see them or not. And little cub went to sleep that night and dreamed of singing with the angels and worshiping God. And she was glad, so glad that God gave them all angels. Amen.